an acting chairperson, as Honourable Mahapia, sends an apology. If I could just call for nominations for acting chairperson, Honourable Oliphant.
I elect the Honourable Tedra.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Yes, Honourable Slaki.
Thank you. I nominate Honourable Chetty.
May I have seconded?
I'll second you.
I've forgotten what Honourable Mtetwa.
Honourable Mtetwa. By a show of hands, for Honourable Mtetwa, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. And by show of hands for Honourable Chetty.
This is your problem with your future.
Enjoy it while it's there. Honourable members, thank you very much. Let me welcome. Let me welcome everybody, the officials. What happened to us?
Members, just apologies. Honourable Mahapia has extended an apology, and Moses Vandelli has extended an apology. Unfortunately, otherwise engaged.
Any additions on this agenda, or we just take it as it is? Yes?
Chairperson, can I just have clarity on what does it mean to be otherwise engaged?
Otherwise engaged.
I couldn't explain.
I could see people just came back from the recess.
Yes.
The additional will be provincial.
Shetty, you want to say something? Shetty, you want to say something? But you look very inquisitive.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you want to discuss for this evening.
Okay. That's the only additional,
yeah?
Okay, item number 3, consideration and adoption of final mandate on the regional leadership and governance framework.
Members, we're considering the final mandate and 27 mandates, if I'm correct, with one abstention. If we can put it to the committee to deal with the final mandate, if each province would like to read their mandate.
Which province did you start? No, Northern Cape?
Yeah. Chair, I want to highlight only something that I heard from the Roots meeting about the Eastern Cape, but now when I look into the final mandate, Eastern Cape is here. If you can remember, because you were in the meeting when the honorable member say Eastern Cape is discussing now today the final mandate, and here in Parliament the final mandate is here. I'm sure you're familiar with that chair.
I remember the Eastern Cape voted in favor.
Sorry.
In the final mandate.
Where is the representative from the Eastern Cape to vote in favor?
Yes,
but there's no representative of the Eastern Cape present to vote.
We are not
can't vote only on papers, can we? We need to have a delegate from the Eastern Cape present.
Okay. Yeah, please. Honourable members, the Eastern Cape is here.
Good, done properly.
Yeah. We welcome you, honourable member. The Eastern Cape voted in favour.
Yes,
it's right. Then Mpumalanga is not here. Limpopo.
And the mandate? Okay. I think we both are states.
No, we are not.
Oh, sorry, man.
Limpopo? What are in favor? Thank you. KwaZulu Natal? Voted in favor. KwaZulu Natal voted in favor.
Teddy,
you keep quiet, right?
Teddy? I'm going to go out.
Yeah, but let me just phone the king and ask him about the land.
Free State?
In favor.
Thank you. Northwest, provincial legislature. Mkwela is not here. No, there is a mandate, but Mkwela did put an apology. No, there is. But Mkwela put an apology in.
Oh, that's unfortunate, Chairperson, but it does make provision for someone from the province to be sent. Unfortunately,
warm bodies that cannot. The thing about the warm bodies about the mandate of the province.
Warm bodies.
They must, Chairperson, according to the rules, rule 154, I believe, there has to be five provinces present.
Yeah.
Who's going to vote? The paper?
Ricardo. Not voting, we didn't vote enough. But that's getting demanded.
Sorry, Chairperson, I cannot reasonably, on the face of a piece of paper, quite frankly, that looks like a scan document, accept a vote just by hearsay. I need to see a delegate from the Northwest to vote in favour.
Chairperson, it's rule 155 and number 2, 1552. When a question that does not fall under section 75 of the Constitution is to be decided, committee members representing at least 5 provinces must be present, and the question is decided by the supporting vote of at least 5 provinces.
Okay,
in addition, that this piece of paper, Honorable Michalak, is part of the requirements of the Mandating Procedures Act in how mandates are conferred to members. In this instance, this paper has been signed by the speaker in the Northwest, and it's within the template of the act in how mandates are conferred, and it is signed.
Thank you,
Chairperson. We've been in the NCAP now for a few years, so I know how mandates work. What I would just like to get clarity on is the fact that we can take the simple mandate and accept it as a vote, or whether a representative has to come and represent the province. Now, I understand and I don't want to be unduly difficult, but we need to realise that if the correct procedure is not followed, it's going to have an implication for the passing of this legislation from here on forward. So I would suggest that we rather be certain about the procedure and the processes to make sure that it does not have an effect on the validity of the Act. But if you wish to proceed, there's not much that I can do about this. But I would like to just say that it is something that we need to take into regard. You do not want to follow the wrong procedure and then in the end sit with bigger mess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. According to constitutional and procedure, we are understanding that, right? Because there is a mandate from the province, and the column that we have allowing us to proceed because it's not.
Okay, Honorable Wana.
Good morning to everybody. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm rising in terms of what is written and has been signed by the Northwest Provincial Legislature. According to the rules which are read by the two officials, I'm proposing that whether adopt and accept what has been written, because this final mandate will also serve as a voting mandate in open plenary when there are no amendments. So this thing is voting possible as distinct as it is.
Chairperson, I have a solution for the committee. Dr. Vada has joined us, and he could read the Mpumalanga mandate, which would make us 5 provinces in favour of the bill.
Thank you very much, honourable members.
This final mandate of the Western Cape province.
Northern.
Western Cape is saying they are going to abstain.
Right. Yeah, but you're not going to check the discussion there.
What if I said, oh, I want to.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. But it was good that was raised by the Honorable Makalaki, because we need to make sure that the people understand what they're doing. Northwest voters in favor. Okay, another.
Can we do the Western Cape one so Kimby can abstain?
Which one?
The Western Cape one. Kimby has a delegate must need what is mandated.
Mpumalanga.
We'll break that.
This is the Western Cape one. But Kimby must need it, so there was no yeast. I want him on record what he's going to say.
Okay. Okay.
Kimby is the one for.
Wait, you're not yet in the Western Cape.
Wait.
Mpumalanga.
You must be after listening to
it. Can you read your mandate? Dr. Bauer.
Name of the bill, traditional leadership of governance framework amendment bill. The number of the bill being 23-2017, date of publication 21st August 2018. The vote of the legislature and the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with the mandate to vote in favor of the bill. Honorable Deputy Kosana Kompango, NPL.
Thank you very much. Western Cape?
Chairperson, Western Cape, I'm mandated to abstain. Just because the Western Cape doesn't have a House of Platinum yet.
Thank you very much.
Anyone with an intelligent heart in this
that just comes what Honorable Kimby has said. Kimby, you leave. We're going to do the same. We're going to say that this is what Kimby has said.
And I remember all the nine provinces. What about Gauteng? Gauteng. Can you read Gauteng? Can you read Gauteng? No. Read what is written there.
Which is governed by the ANC.
No.
Once again, there is no mandate from Gauteng. Typical of ANC governance.
There's no mandate.
That's ANC governance, Chief. See? We take over Gauteng.
Oh, that's dreaming.
Don't worry. In the future, you'll be getting a mandate timelessly from the new premier, Tony Kamanda.
Thank you. What I remember.
Even Cocteau is excited about it.
Can we, other members, can we consider the report, Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Amendment Bill? We all got this document. We all got this document.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay, can we consider this report? Honorable members? Yes?
Chair, I move the that we consider the report as a case of the question, as a comment.
Thank you. Any second? Any second? Any second? What if I'm seconded? Oh, I remember.
Just for clarity, let's now on the report. Mm-hmm. Why is a report from the portfolio committee being sent to us? We usually don't get the report from the portfolio committee. We get a presentation and then we deliberate independently from the other house. Is there a specific reason why we receive the portfolio committee's report before we do our deliberations?
Just for clarity, are you referring to this bill, Honourable?
I beg your pardon?
Which report are you
referring
on that bill?
Well, it's now consideration of the C-list on traditional question leadership bill. Am I right?
Yes.
And
no, no. It's a report in the traditional leadership and governance framework.
Then it's my mistake. Sorry about that. Thank you very much. Sir.
Thank you. Item number 2.
Members should have to agree to that it's the correct from the discussion of the mandate.
Honorable members, item number 2, consideration of the sealed list of traditional and Khoisan leadership bill. Yes.
Item number 2 is apology.
No.
You say item number
2. Item number
4. Oh, item number 4. No, it's a wrong spell. Item number 4. See list. Honourable members, can we agree with the item that we agreed upon on the sea list? Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's Pumila Lengema, Parliamentary Legal Advice. I just perhaps wanted to check before we get onto the field, because as I understand, there was a notice calling for further submission that was to close on the 19th of September, if I'm not mistaken. Whether it was kind of fast being in the series and whatever was submitted, whether the committee has had anything in that regard.
Do you have any submission?
Chairperson, I do not know anything about the submission, so I'll be speaking on the correction. I'll have to consult with Moses Mandela just to find out about that, Chair.
There's no, as far as I know, I don't recall any additional submissions. The current amendments are based on the proposal of our last meeting. It's a consolidation of the what members suggested in our previous meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Submissions, public participation, and so on is core to our function and to make sure that we actually protect the participatory democracy. I think that, as far as I know, to quote with great respect, is not giving me the surety and peace of mind that there is no submission. I think we need to make absolutely sure that there are no submissions in that regard before we proceed, so we can make sure that whoever needed to give input on this is heard in the process. Thank you.
And that assurance, you can only get it from Moss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I think the issue is there was an opening that a window period that was open for additional submissions.
Well, that was additional submissions.
Yes, but I'm saying that prior to that, the public participation process was outlined and the public participated.
Chairperson, with great respect, public participation is not just a tick box exercise. If you say, well, the process has been followed, there was public participation, so we can tick that box and carry on, it becomes a tick box exercise. MOS will be in a position to tell us if there are other submissions. I mean, if it is additional submissions, it's still submissions from the public out there. We need to, if there are additional submissions, at least consider those submissions. We can't just say, well, that box has been ticked, and we honestly do not care about whatever came after that. There's a reason why that process was opened again, and we need to respect that process. It's not just a tick box exercise, it's actually a cornerstone of what we are doing now.
Honourable members, any different view on that one? Can we put this aside?
Put on hold.
until we get the real clarity what really happened in this one. Because I strongly believe that Moss is the only person that we can come up with it.
Yeah, really.
Okay, thank you very much.
No, I was asking if the department is outstanding. It's only asking our.
Okay, may I thank you all the officials, the department, especially for participating throughout until now. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned, but only members will discuss the last item. Thank you very much. Oh, our official can stay. Okay, thank you very much. Our officials can stay. Yeah. Okay, can you leave us with peace? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye bye, guys. No, hey, we can talk.
May we know what this is all about?